We hold the power of consent for happiness or unhappiness. Literally, it's a decision. Poverty or wealth. Literally, it's a series of decisions. Sickness or health, poverty or wealth, happiness or sadness, it is literally a matter of decision. And I'm here to tell you, if you're the average Joe or Josephine, you know about 250 people. That's your sphere of influence. The vast majority of the people you know, the vast majority of the people you love, live day to day. They react to what life throws in front of them. Experience from experience, crisis to crisis, happiness from happiness. They're not overjoyed, yet they're not suicidal either. And they're kind of asleep at the wheel. Just kind of reacting to whatever life tosses at them. And if I just described you, oh well. But understand that whether you decide to be on the float and wave, or sit on the curb and applaud, you decide it. Be where you are. What that means is, at the dealership, if you're not doing something, if you're not talking to a customer or doing some part of the follow-up process, you need to be doing something that affects your paycheck. How many of you would go to work, sell cars every single day for free? Good. That's healthy. So it's safe for me to assume that you have something else you'd rather be doing. As long as you're going to be not doing what you'd rather be doing, shouldn't you be doing something that's going to affect your paycheck? What that means is, when you're not talking to a customer or doing some kind of follow-up process, go through this manual, go through other manuals, read periodicals, Automotive News, Auto Week, Car and Driver, Road and Track, learn your product, role play. And think about the bypass, or think about some of the other things. You can be out there on the point calling ups, okay? And you can just say, you're waiting for the next car to pull up, and you just go, okay, what's your best price? You know, price is important. That's the best part. We'll get to that in just a second. By the way, were you looking for a two-door or four-door? Ooh, that's good. That's good. Try something different. What's your best price? You know, that's the easy part of my job, adjusting numbers. We adjust numbers all day long. What I can't adjust is your taste. Let's first find just the right car for you, and then I'll show you how easy it is to do business with us. Ooh, that's real good. Okay, let's try it again. What's your best? You can do that. Does that make sense? Okay, I'm going to give you a routine. Now, those of you who have been in the business longer than 6 months, go ahead, take a break. Because I know, and I mean, unless I'm just like another Babe Ruth, I ain't going to get any of you guys to do this. But those of you who have so far still been unaffected, those of you who can still see this business with customers' eyes, God bless you. We will never be able to be there again. And you guys hold on to it as long as you can. But here's what I want you to do. And I'm kind of kidding. If I can get you experienced people to do this, cool. Here's what I want you to do. When you come to work, I want you to first say hello to the receptionist. Hey, and give him or her a compliment, okay? Whether you know it or not, they talk to more customers than anyone else in the store. So it's kind of a good idea to have them on your side. Well, we were talking about building clientele and prospecting. That's where I'd start. Then you go to your office and you sit down your briefcase again or whatever you all do and make sure you have all the paperwork and everything necessary for you to do your gig. Then I want you to walk your inventory. Yeah, to find out what sold and what came in and all that car guy stuff. But more importantly, I want you to say good morning to every single person in the store. Everybody. Yes, I do mean the parts driver. Everybody. Say good morning, good afternoon to every single person. How many of you can tell me the names of all the technicians in your shop? Okay, when I say good morning, I mean you walk right through the shop and you say, hey John, hey Chris, hey Teresa, hey Jimmy, hey Sparky, hey, you know, whoever. You say hello to everybody. Make sure you do it every single day. Now, what's going to happen is the first couple days, people are going to say, been to a workshop, been to a seminar, okay? Persevere. After about 30 days, people are going to realize, guess what? That's what you do every day. That's just part of you now. About 3 months from now, the other people who didn't show up today, they're going to be saying, well, hey, maybe it's that good morning thing. Maybe we should say good morning. But just persevere. Have faith. What am I conditioning you to do? Okay. Thank you for the vote of confidence about this emotional stuff and all that. You're probably more close to the truth. All I'm trying to do is condition you to say hello, just to greet somebody, so that no human being ever passes you without you saying hello. If you, on a regular basis, condition yourself to say hello, hello, do you think you'd be more inclined to greet more people? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and if you greet more people, do you think you might sell just a few more cars?
Yes.
Okay, just, I mean, it's not brain surgery. Just get conditioned to say hello. If you do this for 30 days, you won't do this. You won't be here at 8:45 when the last customer pulls up. You won't go, okay, Teresa, you take him. That won't be you. Those people in peak state are willing to go one extra mile. The people in peak state are willing to do one extra thing. Just try one thing a little different. They just kind of want to more often. Also, when a customer brings a car in for service, that's done. It's through on a rod, or it's just, you know, it's done. It's not worth fixing. The timing belt broke or something. Who is in the store? Who's the first person to know?
The tech.
The tech is the first one to know. They're going to open up and say, "Ah, it's toast." Okay. Who's the second person to know? The service rider, his salesperson. Who's the third person going to know?
Me.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If I decide to bail on this career and go work at your store, inside 14 days, I guarantee you, I'll be the third person. And you have no control. You can't do anything about it. It's going to be me. And you know why? Because that tech's going to like me more. I'm just doing it for dramatic effect, guys. Jeez. Here, I say good morning to him every single time, okay? Every single time. John has a car, it's ready to take it's no longer fixable, excuse me. And he goes to the service rider, and he comes to me. He says, "Hey, Michael, Mrs. Jones here has a car that's not ready to go. Can't, you know, she's gonna need a new car." And so I do my drill with Mrs. Jones. I try my best, but I can't sell her car. Here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to go up to John and say, "Hey, John, you know what? You have so many other salespeople you could have said, you know, referred Mrs. Jones to. This is what happened, blah, da, 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 da. Maybe it'll happen in the future, maybe not, I don't know. But I really appreciate you sending me the customer. I mean, it was really nice, thank you. What kind of music do you like?"
Jazz.
Jazz, Have you heard the new Wynton CD?
No.
Marsalis?
No.
Killer. Okay, see ya. You go to your sales manager. I said, "I'll be back in 10 minutes. Go to the receptionist, back in 10 minutes. Go to Tower Records, pick up the new Wynton CD. Come back, "I'm back." Go to your manager, "I'm back." Go into the service department, say, "John, here you go. Here you go, buddy." What is John gonna do? Something close to that. Do you think he's gonna take it? Let me tell you, he's not. He's not. The first time you do this, he's gonna go, "Whoa, whoa, you didn't have to do that." That's what you said. "Yeah, I know I didn't have to, that's why I did it." "Oh, no, I can't take it. It wouldn't be right. No, I need you to take it. I want you. I want you to have this. Thank you." "No, I can't take it. I can't take it. John, if you don't take it, I can't say good morning to you anymore." And so he takes it. Before I can get to the showroom floor, who else knows? It's on the sound system, man, before I can hit the floor. Next car that comes in that's no longer ready to fix, who's going to be the third person to know? It ain't going to be you. It's going to be me.
This is the end of CD 3. Please insert CD 4 to continue your listening.